fan.
Is that Noisy Boy?
The one and only.
That's Noisy Boy!
Noisy's been in Japan.
Soft the bots over there. You sure you want to fight him tonight?
What do you got, Finn? He can take any bot in this place. You know.
Well, you can have any undercard you want.
Oh, come on,
5,000 guaranteed. 1,000 every round your bot survives. Fight till the death!
Welcome to the Anime Movie Podcast.
What?
This is Andrew.
This is Damien.
And this is Douglas, and I hope Andrew doesn't take out what has happened a while ago.
Never.
Maybe it'll go on SoundCloud. Who knows? I didn't put anything on SoundCloud for the last one.
SoundCloud? Is that what it's called?
Yes, yeah, so that's what the thing is that I put the other stuff on.
Is it SoundCloud?
Yeah.
That sounds strange. You know what it is? It's probably just because I hate the service so much that I've even tried to block
it
out the
really
name.
It is really bad.
Yeah.
It's actually a company in Germany who I've applied to work for. And then they told me no.
Why would they take Jamaicans?
Dirty, dirty Jamaicans. Anyways, this week, Damien begins his reign of trolling through people's fantasy lists.
Yeah.
And asked us to discuss the latest film by one James Mangold, The Wolverine.
For many years, I have wanted to thank you for saving my life. But I didn't send for you only to thank you, Logan. I wanted to repay you. A gift to equal the life you gave me. You have struggled long enough. I can end your eternity. Make you mortal.
In all fairness, what was the movie that I was going to pick? What was the other movie? You said it was terrific. I needed proof that you weren't.
I'm just playing with you. I'm playing with you, sir.
Like, there's better movies that Douglas still hasn't seen. But there are movies that I kind of agree with you on. I knew the Wolverine was going to be bad. I saw trailers. I have the internet. I know how to read. Well, I'm going to redact that last one.
You know how to listen.
I know how to listen. Right? And so I said,
because
audio books
are the best, right?
Can you jog and read a book? I didn't think so.
I've seen people do it.
No, the treadmill isn't jogging.
Yeah, no.
No, you've seen people run with a book and not be dead? Alright, fine.
I'll testify to that.
Alright, sure. You've met a lot of dumb people, haven't you? So
I was in Trinidad for 2 years.
Fair enough. Alright, that's a blanket statement. But I'll accept that. Seems like a shitty country.
So I said, apologize, Trinidad.
Speaking
you're
of shitty
bad.
Countries, I said, let's watch this shitty movie. Wolverine. As good as
so Damien, since you picked the movie,
right?
Why don't
I'll
you
tell you what
tell
it's
us
about.
What the movie's about.
Hey guys, you know how Wolverine is awesome and can't be destroyed? What if we made a movie where not only can he be destroyed, but he's a lot less awesome? Would you be in for that, Douglas? Douglas is shaking his head. Are you in for that? No. All right, Andrew is staring at me. So Wolverine goes to Japan.
Japan!
Because he once saved some Japanese dude's life. And now,
Yashida.
Whatever. And now that he's dying, he gave Wolverine a sword. Like, the start of this movie is dumb. But he goes to Japan. While he's in Japan, something even more dumb happens. With a girl and a kidnapping. And it's real stupid. And Wolverine loses his powers of regeneration. But not to be outdone by the fact that he's now weak and thus less Wolverine-like, they said, what if we made him mopey? Just all the time. Like, why?
Why was
because
he mopey?
Because we can. He... Spoilers for the worst X-Men movie. No? The second worst X-Men movie of all time. He took his claws and murdered the Phoenix, which... Oh, fuck, that movie so bad. And now he is sad and he's living in the woods. And some guy shot a bear, and the bear was wet in horrendous CG, and Wolverine was going to murder some fools, but no, a K-pop girl showed up out of nowhere with ponytails and all, and a goddamn sword, started cutting shit up.
She didn't have ponytails.
You stop talking. And then you said, alright, broad-faced Chinese girl, let's see what you can do.
From K-pop to Chinese.
Let's see what you can do. I'm being very racist. And I said, alright, she's going to start doing real shit with the sword. Nope. She stopped Wolverine from murdering dudes so that she would not murder the dudes. And then they jumped on a plane. And then the movie continued. And I got a pretty decent scene on a train. But I saw that scene already with James Bond. And the James Bond version was terrific. And I saw that James Bond scene earlier in the first Mission Impossible. And that scene was also terrific.
I love that Mission Impossible.
I went, alright. Wolverine. Fine. You're weak. The villain in this movie is dumb. She's Venom. Whatever she is.
Viper.
Whatever. There's a mech suit. Ominous mech suit.
Venom is Spider-Man.
Who cares? That they thought, oh, I won't realize that a man built
a giant mech suit.
No, stop. There's a giant mech suit. And you're like, alright, Wolverine's going to find
a giant lots of bleep work to do.
A giant mech suit. I didn't say where the mech suit came. How would anybody know where
it came? You just said there was a man in it.
I said there's a giant mech suit. Did you hear me say there's a man in a mech suit? I didn't say that. I said there's a giant mech suit. Like, we don't realize, oh, we can't put two and two together. He's going to fight the mech. And you go, alright, fine. And you sit there and you watch this. Like, it's awful. By year 2000 standards, right? So if this movie came out after The Matrix, before good comic book movies came out that I've done, he made a Wolverine movie, and that is awesome. More Wolverine, it's good work. The problem is, a couple of superhero movies have come out in the last few years. The Batman.
Alright, so I know you don't really want me to cut you, but I have one question. Avengers. Since you're bringing this in. Mm-hmm. I have one question.
Yeah.
Do you, and take it as you will and tell me I'm an asshole and an idiot.
Why would I?
I'll never say. Do you think it's fair to compare X-Men movies to Batman and Avengers and Marvel and even, I don't know what else, Watchmen that you bring up?
Mm-hmm. It is more than fair because X-Men last, what's the, X-Men Origin? No.
First Class.
X-Men First Class is tremendous. I would put that up there with Batman and Avengers. What I wouldn't put up there is this garbage. I wouldn't recommend this to anybody. Right? When Jorge had a coin go through his forehead, I went, this is the greatest shit I've ever seen in my life. And I can't believe what I'm watching. And then that movie, I went, I can't wait for the next one. Days of Future Past. Can't wait to watch it. This though, no. And what is worse is that they made one before this that was so awful that everyone came out and went, alright guys, we understand. That was pretty bad. And they gave it some time. They put him in a cameo in the good X-Men movie. And then they put him in this movie and I saw the trailer and went, they didn't learn anything, did they? Nope. No, they didn't. It's not Amnesia Bullets. It's not that... Like, in all fairness, Andrew, there is nothing to like about it. There is nothing about this movie that is enjoyable. The story is dumb. The action is subpar. It's like Superman, and I'm going to lump Star Trek in because at this point it might as well be a comic book movie. Superman and Star Trek came up. They did. Isn't that like a fantasy world where they did? Superman and Star Trek came up this year. And now I'm met with this. Like, this is terrible. This is a terrible movie. And I knew it was. And you kept saying, Wolverine is good. You remember him saying that to me? As if I was... I can't trust Andrew anymore. Right? I've been trying to, you know, essentially use the FP as like a buffer. Right? Every time I say, you know, Andrew might be the worst, I will remember, alright, Damon, in all fairness, you would have never seen the FP if not for Andrew. I go, alright, fine. But you've run out. Andrew, I can't. This movie is bad. It's really bad. Like, not watchable. Really, really. Like, awfully bad.
Alright. So, Andrew. I don't know what to say. I don't want to waste our time. I don't want to waste the time of our listeners. And I know that I cannot be as emphatic as Damien was a while ago, but I will say that I agree with almost every word that he just said. Andrew, this movie is not good. I didn't like Wolverine to begin with, at least when I say Wolverine. Wolverine is awesome in the comic books. I've never really liked Hugh Jackman that much. And this movie, it doesn't do anything good. Right, the action is not good in this movie. The in-between is also not good in this movie, and it's just not exciting. And I've heard other people argue with me about how exciting it is. I just don't see it. And can I just end this by saying this is a 1 out of 4, please? So, Andrew,
Andrew, right now, well, To the Wonder is worse than this. This is the second worst movie I've seen this year.
I don't know, there is Oz.
I only think I'd rather see through Oz.
Oof, oh, wow. That's. I don't think I'm at that stage, but.
Remember, but Wolverine is a. Like, it is a classic character,
mm-hmm.
Right? You'd think just having Wolverine in something would make it inherently more awesome. Because you have something that you can't kill with claws that is always angry, right? Mm-hmm. It should be so easy, right? Wolverine is a walking revenge movie. Can we get someone Korean to make the next Wolverine? We seriously need to just get someone who is and just go, look, he's already you don't even need to explain how he got to this point. Just take us through the revenge steps. Yeah. I'd watch Wolverine do that.
That would be interesting. No, so Andrew, what's your take on this debacle of a film?
So let's start with I like this movie. Right? Let's start there. Right? Because you guys have made your position known. You guys knew this before we even sat down, because I've been talking about this movie since I saw it this summer.
Sadly.
I enjoyed this movie.
No, you didn't. I'm going to veto that statement.
Alright, I love this movie. Wolverine wakes up, he doesn't like the world, he went to sleep, and that's what I think the movie is about. And that's basically it. Yeah, that's the movie. It's a 1 out of 4.
Yeah, but for seriously now, just explain why you like this movie.
Okay, so I'm going to attempt sacrilege. Right, and Douglas has heard this before, so he'll hopefully hold his tongue for a moment.
Laugh in your face.
Right. Damon, explain the plot of this movie.
Sure.
Right?
Oh, sure, I know what he's going to say.
I'm just going to pause for a second. Douglas.
I just need you to
wink at me if what I think is about him is actually about him. Is Andrew going to base the fact that he likes this movie on the plot? Is that what is about to take place here?
Right. First of all, no. Okay. That is a no. I enjoy this movie because I like action. I like the way this movie. Because between.
Fine. Oh, I can. I'm willing to accept that.
Because between the fight with Shingen, the bullet train fight sequence, if you want me to talk about the parts where I want to discredit and cut out of this movie, I can give you a lot. Because this movie has problems. I do not lie about that. The plot is kind of dumb. But if you think about that plot, we're talking about a movie in which a superhero loses his power, is suffering some form of trauma, and figures out how to live with that trauma while fighting, having his power lost, to then gain his power again. There was a movie earlier this summer which had that same fucking plot and had kind of entertaining action and a very dumb story with lots of dumb shit happening, and we all kind of like that movie.
What movie is that?
It has a Tony Stark in it, right? And the only difference between that movie and this one is that we have Robert Downey Jr. being ridiculously hilarious in that movie throughout.
That's not the only difference. That is certainly not the only difference.
Right? This movie has some really satisfying action in it, right? I really adore that bullet train sequence. The Shingen fight scene, even the fight sequence between Viper and Yukio.
Sorry, Yukio?
Or is it Mariko? No, it's Mariko is the girl. Mariko is the
listen, girl.
And Yukio is the is your K-pop woman.
Sure. K-pop.
The movie's enjoyable, right? The last around 10 minutes with the Transformer, utter bullshit. I would prefer not to have Viper in this movie and make it a little less crazy X-Men-y. We have to have more than one mutant in it. And for all the Asian Hawkeye jokes you can make, kind of like that guy most of the time I see him in the movie. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, it's one of those summer movies where I went in with a low bar and I walked out going, yeah, that worked for me. Even when I rewatched it this week with Douglas, I still enjoyed it. Like, I didn't feel any loss of joy watching that movie with a reset spot of entertainment of what I was looking for in the movie. Right? I mean, it could be that I like Wolverine, that I like X-Men. Because, I mean, when I look back at the X-Men movies and I was rewatching a bunch of them, I kind of forgive a lot of X-Men 3. X-Men 3 isn't that good a movie. It isn't good, right? But there's some really silly shit in there, which if you're deep into the comic book bullshit, it's really funny.
Did you watch?
I didn't watch X-Men Wolverine again. I didn't watch X-Men Origins Wolverine. I refuse. I refuse to go there.
At least there's a limit. All right, fine.
And that's why I give this movie a soft 3. It's an enjoyable
what?
I gave it that when we talked in August when I saw it in the theater, and I give it that today.
Andrew Robbins.
Alright, let me.
We have to figure out a way to change the rules because you realize now he's getting a 2 on average.
Just hold on. Andrew Robbins. We've done this podcast for a good long time.
I like it when he starts like this. It tends to mean good shit's coming.
Right. I just wanted to clarify something for me. Right? Because I need to know, like, for real right now. In your mind, this movie is better than Furious 6.
Yes.
Well, this has been the Unnamed Movie Podcast. It was fun. How long have we done this? 4 or so years? I guess it was fun while it lasted. Sure as shit not doing this anymore. Alright, dog. That okay, that do even make, like, logically, there's no approach.
Actually, I'm willing to take that back.
No,
it's not better than Furious 6. Because
there's no approach that
I refuse to compare
them. There's, like, I'd love to, you kind of weave my way and, like, fine, but Nope. I feel the chaos around me, a thing I don't try to deny. I better learn to accept that there are things in my life I can't control. They say love is nothing but a sore. I don't even know what love is. Too many tears I've had to fall. Don't you know I'm so tired of it all?
Something I wanted to talk about this week. I kind of wanted to see if I could introduce this. Because it's something that I've been doing since I've been back. I have been forcing Douglas to watch a lot of movies since I've been back. And like last week when I asked him at the end about Vertigo, I'm curious if we can just make this a segment that we do, whether weekly or however as we see fit.
Wait, hold on. Are we going to talk about what we've watched this week?
No,
okay. There's one specific movie that he forced you to watch this
week. Wait, what? But there is only one specific movie that you forced me to watch this week, right? Mm-hmm.
Is there? I don't know.
About somebody going insane?
No.
Insane,
okay.
In
cool.
The
I don't want to call it educating Douglas, but I don't know what else to call it. Douglas, this week I made you watch for the first time Hard Boiled.
Ah, yes, right. Yes. I had never watched Hard Boiled before.
Douglas. Like you grew up in this country, right?
Yes,
like
I
this
did.
One.
I did. And
the
I was,
same one
I
grew up
I must say that I was extremely disappointed because there were no doves. There were no doves. I was promised doves by both Andrew and the esteemed Ryan McNeil, and I got no doves. No doves.
So,
but you got something else.
So, I mean, even earlier this week, we kind of watched together this other movie called City on Fire, which was the Hong Kong movie with a very young Chow Yun-fat. But not talking about that. Douglas going into the age of Chow Yun-fat before he moved to America or did whatever else and got old. This is a movie which is kind of very important in the action world. It is pretty much the number one movie people talk about when they talk about John Woo. What did you think of this movie?
Oh, Andrew. I thought that Woo's use of slow motion was the best word to describe it is haphazard. I thought that all of the action was dated, but of course that happens with old movies. And I thought the story was kind of a joke, which happens with many.
A story
which, exactly, which happens with many action movies. But at the same time, while I don't think I was entertained to the extent that I wanted to be entertained, I still like this movie. The movie was all right. This is a movie that I would give a soft 3, right? As opposed to a hard 4, which is, I'm sure, what everybody wants. But you have to recall, right?
Right, you saw it late.
I saw it late. Mm. I don't have the nostalgia goggles that you guys have.
You're damn right you don't. And it's very sad that you don't.
I know, and I agree. And I at least need to give you sort of the a grade or something to kind of put beside it. So when I do have, when I did have the nostalgia goggles, So I'm going to bring up another John Woo film by the name of Face Off. Which is very similar, but I watched at the right age and I will love for the rest of my life. So I want to put forward that I believe had I watched Hard Boiled when I should have, I would adore this movie.
So you're recommending to all parents to start integrating Hard Boiled into their child's life. At what age should they generally start?
Double digits. Once they hit past double digits.
Once they can walk in a straight line. It is hardball time.
Do you need subtitles at that
no,
point?
It is there's no story. It is Lion King then hardball. When they hit 10, it's Predator. And then anything else after that, feel free and just go.
Okay, that was nice. This will be fun. What else I'll make Douglas watch?
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously.
Like, seriously? How?
Anyways, moving on. Moving on into questions. Last week I was asking people about what their favorite film of the year so far is. Mainly as a self-serving way of finding recommendations of movies that I should probably be watching before the year is out. And before I go into the answers, I'm curious to ask you guys, not so much what yours is,
mm-hmm.
even though I'll ask that,
of course,
but what do you think would be the most frequent response that I got? Because there were a couple of repeats.
I don't know.
There were
probably
two.
Probably Gravity at this point, because it's freshest in everybody's mind and everybody
lost their shit.
Maybe
Gravity. I'm almost also kind of swinging towards the side of something along the lines of one of two movies, but more than likely, say, a Dallas Buyers Club versus a 12 Years a Slave. Those like heart-filled sort of
right.
movies. Yeah.
So Damon is right.
Oh, awesome.
Gravity, as well as Before Midnight, got a lot of mentions.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I think about the people who we are talking to.
But before I go through the answers, do you guys have a favorite so far this year you want to mention?
I've thought about this a lot, and I still come down on the side of Star Trek.
Wow, a favorite
I still
movie?
Think I like Star Trek better than Superman.
No, forget Superman and forget Star Trek. I forget you don't do this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Those two movies are not on my... It would never be on my top 10 list.
What are you talking about?
Because they're just...
I'm going to watch them for eternity.
Action movies.
Yes.
There's nothing
that I'm going to watch over
them.
And over
right?
and over again.
I mean, oh my God. Anyway.
They're just action movies that I'll watch for an eternity.
This is the man who thinks First Blood 2 is better than First Blood 1. So, you know.
This is the man that thinks that movie is better than 99% of all other movies. What are you talking about?
Damon, you're a crazy person. My favorite movie this year, and it's... It's hard to kind of pick, you know, your favorite baby. But the moment I watched this movie, I knew that, you know, it just hit. Every year I have a movie that kind of hits me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's number one. And it kind of stays with me for the rest of the year. And it proves to be true. And this year, at least so far, has been no different. There's about a month left. Maybe, you know, there'll be something in December that will knock it off. But that movie would be The Hunt, starring my man Mads Mikkelsen.
Mads.
I love that movie. Between Two Heroes. That movie's just great. A movie about a guy who is falsely accused of fondling youngsters, and unfortunately, it doesn't matter how false that accusation is. Right?
They made that movie already, Little Children. They did.
Yeah.
Like 6 years ago. It was terrific then.
Yeah, guess what?
Mads
this
is
has
in
Mads
this one.
Now.
Fair enough.
So it's even terrificer.
Have you seen Little Children?
Is that the one? Well, hold on.
That's the one with Kate Winslet.
It is, okay. I've seen much of it. I have not seen all of that movie.
Okay.
I did not even know that there was an accusation of fondlement. Wait, hold on. Is that the movie with Patrick Wilson?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I don't even. Where. I've seen a lot of that movie. How do I not realize that this is going on?
Are you sure you've seen a lot of that movie?
It's been a long time since I've seen that, so I'm not going to dispute what Damien's saying. But,
were you
know.
Drunk when that happened?
Maybe I was. Fair. I don't know. But I do remember liking what I saw.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not saying... Like, we have this argument every year, right? I'm not saying that, you know, the small indie movies that I love aren't great movies, but at the end of the day, I'm going to pick the movie that I'm going to watch the most times. All right, that will be my favorite. Like, it would be nice to say, you know, this small movie that I love, I'm going to watch over and over. But I know I'm lying to myself. When I want to watch something and I need to kill time and I want to enjoy myself, the Dark Knights and the 007s of the world always wins. Right? Those are the movies that win. So I'm not going to lie to myself and go, you know, I know I'm going to watch these movies a shit ton, but this movie that I'll watch like two more times before I'm dead, I'm going to... These are my favorite movies that there's a good chance I won't even remember. When someone says it to me years from now, holy shit, that movie was incredible!
I think. Alright, so moving on, because the internet responded. Kashiki Harrison, as well as, let me see if I can get all his names so I don't have to repeat this movie, at Film Actually, at Classic Blanca, and I think those are all the Gravity, and at Shauna WTF, all voted for Gravity as the favorite of the year thus far. And for Before Midnight, we have at Ross T. Miller, at Sam Fragoso from Movie Mezzanine. We also have Aiden Redmond bringing up Before Midnight, as well as Battle of the Year. What is Battle of the Year? Is that a dance movie?
Yes, it is a dance movie.
Holy shit, that's a dance movie.
Yep.
And yeah, those are all the Before Midnight mentioners.
Wait, sorry. When you said Battle of the Year, you meant that that was somebody's pick for best movie and not somebody's handle.
No, that was someone's pick for best movie lumped in with Before Midnight.
Battle of the Year. What is this movie?
It is a Chris Brown joint.
Whoa.
And he is battling for the year, I guess.
Chris, I beat women Brown
with Josh Holloway.
Hey.
I don't know who Josh Holloway is.
Son, she forgave him.
A movie.
Is Chris Brown in this movie? Oh wait, he is. Holy shit.
Dog. I'm not guessing.
Who is Josh Holloway? Can you show
me? He's a guy who's in Lost, as well as he was in the opening minutes of Mission Impossible 4.
Right.
Oh, he's the and cowboy from the class of that school with Abed and Troy.
Yes.
Right.
He was the cowboy in the episode. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Please let Community be good again.
Community, that's the name
please
of the show.
Let
Thank
Community
you.
Be good again.
Harmon is back, so we can hope, we can pray, but I have little hope.
I've been watching old episodes of Community. I watched the Law and Order episode again, and it is magic. Oh, God, it's so good.
Moving down the list, because we have a lot of responses to this question.
Oh, wow.
Courtney Small nominates 12 Years a Slave.
I knew somebody would have.
From over at cinemaxis.com. Rory Walker brings up Pain and Gain.
Really? Really, guy?
Like, for real?
For real.
No.
At Matthew Price from Mammal.
Price
responded in with Wizard of Oz 3D, stating that as it's a re-release of 2013, it counts.
Wait, Wizard of Oz as in
the first
one? First
the
one.
Original.
Oh, not, okay.
They released it
actually,
in 3D.
I actually saw his conversation with you, and I thought, foolishly, that he meant
the great and powerful. No, he
does
not mean that.
Guy, what? But okay, alright, fair enough. That is, you know, changing, twisting facts to suit your own purposes, yeah. But...
Which we do all the while.
We do it all the while.
I've never done that.
John... I hope I'm not reading
John Oliver?
I wish it was John Oliver. He's going to HBO, guys. John Orsler nominates Museum Hours, which is a movie that I've heard of, but I have yet to see. It looks like one of those really small indie movies that people will champion. It's going to be out on DVD sometime by the end of the year, so I'll probably see it. Mike Roth nominates Upstream Color.
Oh, that's like a joke that he wrote on the internet. That's pretty good. That is pretty good.
Fuck this movie!
Sorry,
Andres, I need your correction.
Will Malone, at Movie Malone, nominates Broken Circle Breakdown, which is that movie that I've been people have mentioned to me.
Yeah, actually, I saw Ryan tweet how great it is. So
yeah,
it looks like it's a fun movie.
Have you seen this?
Oh, no, I have not.
That's on the shelf. It'll happen.
I wish I could be. I wish I could really watch these movies. For the first
time. Shala Thomas nominates Fruitvale Station, which is a movie I'm so dying to see.
That trailer looked kind of interesting. I like to look at that movie.
Sam Coff nominated The Spectacular Now, which is a movie I adore. I love that movie so much. And Douglas just didn't want to come and see it.
Douglas had other business to deal with, okay?
Corey Pierce, he nominated The F Word.
Really?
Which is
the
latest movie by the same director who did Goon last year, or was it a year, couple years ago? I don't remember.
Yeah, a couple
last
years ago.
Starring Mr. Harry Potter.
Yeah.
The what?
Vishnu, otherwise at Zombie Vish, gave me a list of movies as his favorite so far. He brought up Stoke Up, Spring Breakers,
yes.
Much Ado About Nothing, Pacific Rim,
Your
Next,
can I change
Gravity.
My answer?
Yes, you
as
can.
I've seen Stoker enough times now.
Stoker is so fantastic.
I think Stoker might
oh
be
my God. Stoker is so wonderful.
Sean Kelly at SK on Movies also brought in a vote for Broken Circle Breakdown. Mark St. Cyr, C-Y-R, is that how you pronounce it? Cyr?
Sure.
Nominated the latest film by Signing Lines. I'm totally ruining that name. Stray Dogs, which I believe is a movie which won the Venice Film Festival this year past. Rachel West mentions Prisoners. Doug Tilley from the Above the Line podcast mentions Why Don't You Play in Hell, which is a fantastic crazed movie.
Is that the Yakuza movie?
Yes, that's
okay.
The Yakuza
the
movie,
one that I didn't
which
see.
I don't think is actually going to be out until next year.
Yeah, so we can't quite take it.
But I will let
oh,
it
yeah,
mention,
course,
be mentioned.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'll, but at SLove88, it sounds so weird as a name. Mentions her top five being Pacific Rim, Star Trek, Rush, Fast 6, and The Conjuring.
Wow.
Oh.
Rush.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. I know what Rush is.
I love Rush.
Mm-hmm. Rush is so good. So good.
Yeah, man. Well, I'll see it properly next year.
Ben at Baseman_PhD mentions Upstream Color, but is looking forward to Inside Llewyn Davis blowing that out of the water.
I have heard so many good things about that movie.
Sorry,
Alex
made that, right?
Yeah.
Alex Thomas also mentions Fruitvale Station. Peter Labuza mentions a movie, At Berkeley, and I have to give it to him to be the one to bring up At Berkeley, which
what's
is if Berkeley? I know correctly, is like a, I don't know the exact runtime, but it's about a 4-hour movie, which is a documentary about students at Berkeley or something like that. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Where the hell did my list just go?
Oh, sorry? Where the hell did
his
oh,
list
sorry.
Go?
Sorry, Christopher Runyon.
Sorry, keep going.
Thanks.
Christopher
Thanks.
Runyon mentions The Wind Rises. However, he understands it to be a movie that won't be up until February next year, so it technically doesn't count.
What is happening?
So he instead is willing to nominate Short Term 12, which is a movie I'm looking forward to a lot. And my last mention, and my favorite, mainly because I know the reaction my co-host will have, comes from one Mr. Corey Atad.
Oh, Corey.
Who,
he is
dreaming
he
up madness.
I know that he's for me, he's hot and cold. You know, he'll say something and I'll be like, yes, you're absolutely right. And he'll say something else and I'm like, go fuck yourself. You are an idiot. So let's see. Which way will it go today?
I just got to meet Corey this year.
Which way will it go
Corey
today?
Corey nominates the great film by Harmony Korine, Spring Breakers.
That bastard! He is absolutely wrong. Okay. Yeah. No. I disagree 100%. Andrew, 100%. What are we asking our listeners next week?
With the recent short film being released online, why am I missing the name right now? Short bus, short car, short tank, short motor tank. Vehicle, short minibus, short.
It's getting even worse. Digging himself tractor. Deep and deeper into this dumb hole.
That's right. with a short film out this that was released online this week, titled Castello Cavalcanti, which is the short film by Wes Anderson starring Jason Schwartzman, who's been in a lot of Wes Anderson movies, even one of the earliest Rushmore, where he was kind of young. I'm curious as to what people's favorite director-actor pairing there is out there. There are a lot to come off of, but I'm going to put a little limit on this, because I haven't seen that film.
That's my favorite.
Done
and done.
Because I don't want people to pick movies where there were only two movies between a director and actor. So I'm going to limit it to there has to have been five films between these actors and directors.
How many directors have had five movies?
A lot.
With the same actor?
With the same actor.
They're a good
others?
Amount.
Okay.
They're a good
right.
amount. I've done this one before.
Alright, cool.
No, so you're cheating. Nice.
It's more like a teacher who knows there's an answer to the question he's asking. You never know what'll pop up. There are people out there I haven't seen movies of. So there are movies I haven't seen, Damien. You know this. I just told you one and you had a reaction that
I thought you were, you know.
You thought I was cool.
We were kindred spirits. As you know, there are some
and, you
equality
know, so worst,
between
you know,
us.
You know what's the worst part
as
about
it turns out, you guys haven't watched
it. We had this same moment around 5 years ago where you first brought up that movie to me. Where I was like, I'll go and watch that. Still to this day.
What's happening?
So yes, what is your favorite director-actor pairing? And they have to have had five movies together at least.
Can it be director who is also an actor.
so director and actor is the same person.
So essentially what you're saying is you nominate Quentin Tarantino. Yeah. Nominate Spike Lee. Or Spike Lee, yeah.
I nominate Sylvester Stallone.
Because he did Rocky.
So listen, I'm pretty sure I don't have the facts in front of me, but because I love Lars von Trier so much, and I know that Stellan Skarsgård is actually in a few of his movies. Could
he's
I just say Lars von Trier?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm pretty sure he's in five.
We'll find out the answer eventually.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
But truth be told, the only thing that really comes into my head quickly enough that I know that I do like is... I know I could go with the older version of this answer, but I like the newer version just because I probably haven't seen enough or dislike some of the older version is Scorsese and DiCaprio. I know people will say, but what about De Niro? And go fuck them. So.
And you'll be like, but there was Taxi Driver.
Exactly,
and
Taxi Driver and Raging Bull. And they'll be like, ah!
And they'll all murder you in your sleep.
I know.
You're such a bad person.
Such a bad person.
We're not liking great movies.
Yes.
Like Wolverine.
So, Damien, continue. Do you have an answer for this question?
Oh, for
No? Okay, good.
So, my standard answer for this question, as opposed to thinking up a new one recent, Kurosawa and Mifune.
Alright, fair enough.
Clint Eastwood and himself, I don't know.
Like, I don't think Billy Wilder made five with...
Sergio Leone made three with Clint. The good, the bad.
And the ugly?
And the ugly.
Yes, there are three movies. There's the good, there's the bad, there's
the ugly.
Aren't there three Fistful of Dollars movies?
But
did
then,
he do those?
But
I don't
then
even know.
He made,
that's what they were.
That's what I mean. But then he made some other movies with that Terrence fellow.
Karen Stamp.
Stop talking.
Oh my goodness. Karen Stamp was in a movie that I watched recently because of Damian.
Bitch. Son of a bitch. Five.
We can research and
sure.
Come
what?
Back next week. On to the next one.
I can't just wait for the last minute.
No, you can't.
And
no.
Just Google
no!
Director actor appearance.
No! I have wrestled Damian's instrument
so moving
from
on,
his hands.
Of the structure.
Take off of Damien for a bit, and I'm going to. We're going to start with Douglas. We're going to pitch to Douglas and
oh,
see
wow.
how this works out.
Oh wow! Okay.
Oh, so I get to pitch.
Yes, that's what the round robin is.
What?
So, Damien, you want to start, Damien?
No, you can first.
I should start.
I need to pick.
You need to. All right. That's why I was asking you.
I need revenge. That's what I need.
The rules of the game, if you don't know, are that you have 45 seconds to pitch a film.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have seen the film you're pitching, and for disqualification purposes, you can't pitch a film that the person you're pitching to has seen. Right, so I'm going to start off. We're going to pitch to Douglas first. I've queued up my 45 seconds. Go. So imagine a movie about a woman in New York City, and she is, I wouldn't use the word struggling, but she's trying to figure out her life as she's going through this stage of early 30s and not really having much of a life. Like, she's gearing towards something, but doesn't quite know how to reach her. And she's struggling to reach a life in dance. all to a soundtrack, which Douglas will probably listen
oh,
to 5,000
exactly
times
what
over.
This movie is. Oh my goodness.
I shouldn't have said dance.
Oh my goodness.
I wanted to try and leave it as
oh
blind as
goodness.
Possible so Douglas wouldn't know what movie I was talking about. But are you ready, Damian?
Sure.
Ready?
Right. So, this movie is a comedy. It's a comedy with guns. There's a man who waltzes into a situation. And, yeah, man. And he's kind of lost his memory, right? And so he's new in town. They bring him there. He has a lot of special skills that people are beginning to exploit, but they don't realize that not only is he not pretending that he doesn't know who he is, he literally doesn't know who he is. Yeah, that's it.
I was hoping that.
Okay, can I actually suggest suggest another rule?
What's that?
Can the pitch E get extra points if he can guess what each of his pitchers
sure.
have?
Well, I know
have,
you know what my
I know what yours
is.
Yeah. By the way, can I tell you before you said dance, I was 100% convinced that you were pitching me furniture, tiny furniture.
I should make you watch that movie. You won't
hear,
like it.
I hear it's just like girls. I don't know.
I know.
If anyway.
I don't think you like
anyway,
it. But yeah.
You pitch me Flashdance.
Nope. It's
oh,
not Flashdance.
Oh shit! Oh shit!
What did he pitch you?
All right. So the thing about it is, now before I even guess what he pitched me,
yeah.
because. Well, you know what? I'll guess what you pitched me.
Don't do that story now.
Uh-huh.
You have no chance. Like, if you get this movie. If you get this, guess
I'm pretty
this
sure.
Movie,
I'm pretty sure it's
a
not.
$1 million.
I'm pretty sure it's not that. But for some reason, the first thing that came to my, the thing that came to my mind when you were describing this was the man who knew too little.
Nope.
But I figured it wasn't that movie.
So
what's your second, first of all, you have to pick.
Yeah.
I know I have to pick, and I'm a bit. I'm
there's
a bit worried
in his
because room. there's a girl looking to dance
mm-hmm.
in his.
All right.
Which
what
I don't know, and. you just want to get revenge. Mm-hmm. So, I know yours is going to be a bad movie.
That is where you're incorrect, sir.
But the thing is, how bad is it? Could it, you know, turn the corner? I'm going to have to go with Damien.
You're going
to
go with Damien. Is it, question, is it on the pitch or is it, you're just afraid of my movie?
I'm afraid of dance. I'm afraid of dance.
So Damien, your movie?
Right. So I only said I was looking for revenge to color your feelings on my movie.
Uh-huh.
It's actually not revenge at all.
My name is Nobody.
It's a Sergio Leone movie with Terrence Hill.
Is a comedy?
It is a comedy. And it is magic.
Sergio Leone made comedies?
Yes.
My movie is Francis Ha.
Yeah.
I really want to watch that movie. Oh my god. Yep. Oh my god. And I guess that, no, I didn't know that. You see, the thing is, I don't know very much about that movie. That's why
when
I didn't
get
it. I don't know very much about that movie. But I guess it makes sense based on that YouTube video that I saw where she was, where the star Greta Gerwig was dancing up
the video
a storm
I showed
to,
you the Criterion
to,
video?
No. To, well, yes. In a sense, because I've seen bits and pieces where they talk about dancing, but also I'm sure that in a sense her performance at the YouTube Music Awards with Arcade Fire kind of tied back to the movie.
I love that video.
So yeah, but actually, hopefully those are two movies that I'm going to watch. So yeah.
So this is a comedy gunslinging Sergio Leone, and it is tremendous. In fact, there's an ad not so long ago with a cell phone ad where there's a guy who before the other guy can pull for his gun, the guy reaches for his gun, pulls it on the guy, puts it back and slaps him and does it over and over and over.
But I've seen the original clip to that. Is that
from
this movie?
Yeah, that is from this
movie.
Oh
my goodness, that's hilarious. Yeah, that was hilarious.
I think this is going to be a lot more fun on a round robin.
Yeah.
So I think we'll pitch to Damien now.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I think you should start off since
should
you
know. I? Yeah. Okay. Alright.
So when you're ready.
Damien movies. I have a list. Alright,
no for Andrew.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Damien.
Yes.
At the beginning of this movie I'm pitching to you, a man, a pretty, you know, cool kind of dude, goes through what we can call a traumatic event. Mm-hmm. Right? And this movie is really just the character study of this guy slowly going crazy.
Okay.
Right? And it's interesting because at times, you know, it looks like he kind of realizes that things are going astray and that his mind is kind of leaving him, but at times he doesn't. And that line kind of blurs between, you know, when does he know, when doesn't he know? What does he know? Does he think he's going crazy or not? And that's the movie. I took up all of my 45 seconds. All
right, so I'm going to ask to see your movie just because I want to make sure that it's not what I'm about to pitch you.
What in God's name?
It's the top one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I was about.
Oh, hilarious! And that's why when you started talking about a movie that you made me watch this week, I was like, wait, hold on, is it this one?
Oh,
shit. I'm sorry. You should have gone first.
I
you wouldn't have this problem.
But I was being nice. I was like, Douglas, I just did something. So give me a
character study of insanity.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah, maybe we should, you know, confer beforehand.
I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
First of all, I agree perfectly with how you decide to talk about that movie.
Yeah.
All right, so let me go. So, this is another movie about insanity, actually.
Awesome.
It involves an Englishman going to Italy to go and have to help with a certain film, which he's not usually working on. And slowly but surely, we blur the line between the film he's working on versus the film we're watching, and we're not quite sure whether we're peeking into this man's mind or into an actual movie about a man going crazy.
Yeah.
That's it.
Alright, is one of your movies Maniac?
No.
I'm out of ideas. I don't know.
You have to pick before we tell you.
Douglas also, oh no, Andreas had an equally terrible track record. picking movies. But it's two movies about people going mad.
Yeah, pretty much.
But there's, you said character study, so you're going to lose right off the bat.
Wow.
And there's a man making a movie and it's slipping between movie world and reality. So I'm going to go with Andrew.
Alright, fine. Fair enough.
I have pitched you.
It looks like you got the good end of the stick.
Barbarian Sound Studio.
Okay. Never heard of it.
Really? Oh, wow. That movie was odd.
It's special.
I'm not... You know what's funny? Both of the movies that we pitched, I'm not sure whether I like them or not. I think I like mine. I'm a little less certain on yours.
In crazy 18 movies sense, I like that movie.
Yeah. So mine is a movie starring the inimitable Nicolas Cage that goes by the name of Vampire's Kiss.
I've heard of the movie.
I know it is terrible.
The man is bitten by... He's been attacked by a bat one night. And due to that experience, he imagines a vampire scenario for the rest of his life.
Yes, and he believes he has become a vampire, and it just goes slowly.
When he doesn't see teeth protruding, he buys plastic teeth.
Yes, he does.
So that he can keep his facade
going.
And
he actually kills somebody and drinks their blood using those plastic vampire teeth. Damien, there is something special about this movie.
Sure, there is. Right, you guys are dirtbags who are trying to con me into keep watching nonsense. I understand. You're bad people.
So it's my turn. You guys have to pitch.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah, I should probably get the clock up.
Damien, you want to go first or me?
No,
all
right. Like
now I can turn off Damien movies and put on Andrew's movie. My pitch for Andrew's movie is very short, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Ready?
Okay.
Yeah. You said okay.
Yeah, I know. I'm waiting for time. I'm giving myself a handicap
confidence.
Right here. So this movie stars
Keanu Reeves.
stars an actor that we all love in this podcast. One, Chewbacca, Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Mm-hmm.
And
are you sure I haven't seen this movie?
I don't think you have. If you have, then whatever.
Yeah,
and I'm going to say one thing. This is a serious movie about harvesting people's organs. And that's it.
I've seen that movie.
I know
movie.
You've seen that. I don't think
I
he
have
has.
Seen that movie.
I don't think he has.
You're a dirtbag. I'm going to have to pick a decent
people's
movie.
Organs.
I didn't want to pick
for
a decent
yep.
movie. I wanted to pick hot garbage. And I know I
to mess with me. Right? All you have to do is word it nicely.
To fuck with me.
Oh, of course. Exactly.
Let me know when you're ready.
All right. You can go. No, you have to start over now. Alright. There is a man. What is a police officer? Bad things happen. And the policeman must rectify these things. Now, it is very important. He is not out for justice. He is out to rectify the situation. Alright? There is a knife. And the knife is special. Let's just say the knife is special.
Done.
Yeah, it's also in the 80s. It's pretty good.
Done.
Yeah.
So this is an 80s cop movie.
Mm-hmm.
So
with a
all,
guy that has a magical knife.
Yeah.
I really don't know what you're pitching me.
Okay.
I should probably know what that movie is. And when you say it, I'll probably be like, I know that movie, but
yeah.
I haven't watched it.
Yeah.
You're pitching Cobra.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Cobra.
I'm going to pick Chiwetel Ejiofor.
All right. I was hoping for that. You just picked a movie also starring one of my favorite actresses, Audrey Tautou.
Yes.
By the name of
Dirty Pretty Things.
Oh, I never watched that.
That movie's terrible.
That movie's pretty good.
Why are you pitching Nicole?
Because you refuse to watch good movies.
He has to rectify.
Yeah. He has to rectify. Cobra is so good.
Cobra!
If that was in the movie, it'd be like a 12 out of 4. That's so good.
Thank you. did all this?
I fly solo. I thought you knew that.
Yeah, I heard it, but I didn't buy it.
Well, now you do. This your team?
Yeah. Gunner, Toll Road, Hail Caesar, and Maggie.
Booker, you're the one people call the lone wolf?
I've been called that, but I have mellowed.
Not that much. I heard another rumor that you were bitten by a king cobra.
Yeah, I was. But after 5 days of agonizing pain, the cobra died.
Hey, Booker, great to see you.
This week, tying in with Wolverine.
Oh yeah,
Damon wanted to talk about the top 5 films that you loved but you hated the actor in. The actor starring in it. Damon, you want to start?
Sure. As soon as this. Hey, funny enough, Hugh Jackman in all those X-Men movies.
All of those X-Men movies.
Hey guys, I don't like him. I don't think he comes in good movies. And when people trying to point movies that I'm wrong, turns out I'm still right. Name me a good Hugh Jackman movie. Can be one of the X-Men movies, though, some count. Name me a good Hugh Jackman movie.
I know there is...
You should be able to...
Oh, The Fountain! The Fountain!
That doesn't count.
How does that not count?
Because, Rachel Weisz is in that movie. Don't know if you saw that.
Anyway, Hugh Jackman doesn't have any good movies because... There's one that I want to use. He is on my list.
Like, even while watching the photo, I'm like, God damn Hugh Jackman.
I like Hugh Jackman, though. I really do.
No, you don't.
No.
Oh!
No!
There's one by Chris Nolan.
I'm just leaving the podcast. What the fuck is taking my Hugh Jackman hatred?
And even nominate the one that came out this year, Prisoners.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. I like that movie. I don't love it.
No, I hear really good things about that movie.
You know what's sad? I still hate Hugh Jackman. Like, every time I think of Hugh Jackman, I think Singing and Dancing, I think Australia, and I think shitty X-Men movies.
All three I love. Other than the really, really bad X-Men of Wolverine, Origins Wolverine.
Like, I love the Wolverine, the X-Men, the first two X-Men movies I love. But I still do not like Hugh Jackman.
But he did have Swordfish, so, you know, whatever.
I think that's where it started. You know, honestly, I think that's where my hatred of Hugh Jackman started.
But I loved that movie when I watched first, because I was like 10 years old.
Look here, I love Swordfish. That movie's terrible. But... with nostalgia goggles.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
That movie's great.
Yeah.
The thing I hate most about Swordfish is Hugh Jackman. This is not a slow build. Every time I see him in a movie, and then everybody's like, he's so nice and his abs. I'm like, he's not good. Guys. Just irrational hatred for this guy. There's people that have legitimate hatred for them. Who's next?
Andrew's next.
As we're talking about movies we love that happen to star people we hate, I have to go to the obvious Fast Five. Because what movie stars Vin Diesel that's good ever?
Vin Diesel was in, Saving Private Ryan.
And if anyone says to me again, Find Me Guilty is a good movie, I'm going to punch them straight in the face. So that movie's terrible.
For a long time, I loved Saving Private Ryan, not just because it's a great movie, but because it proved that the way to make a good movie with Vin Diesel in it is to make sure he's the first one to die.
But, so, which movie have
Fast Five. That movie's amazing.
It's sorry, what?
Fast Five.
Oh, Five. Yeah, okay. God damn it, Andrew. I don't understand how you just don't see Anyway, I am going to try and order my list in terms of hatred.
Okay.
Right?
Hatred for the person?
Hatred for the person.
Okay.
Because, well, clearly it can't be hatred for the movie because we're supposed to love these movies.
Right.
I was
just making sure.
But so I'm going to start off number five at the least hated person. You know, people that maybe I'm a little bit indifferent about, but don't really like anyway. And number one, of course, is going to be public enemy number one. You, amongst yourselves, you can argue and try and guess who my public enemy number one is.
Does he hurt?
He might.
Does he have a will?
Oh my goodness.
Does he have a sibling that you really like?
They're siblings? I don't know.
Alright, let's
anyway,
get this over with, guys.
Okay, so I'm going to start off with somebody that I'm fairly indifferent about. Though there have been a couple of movies now that I really enjoy from him. And I kind of feel like maybe I should give him another chance. So I'm maybe going back to the dark side. But this man goes by the name of Colin Farrell.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one... Exactly. Thank you very much, Andrew. You just hit the nail on the proverbial head. In Bruges is one of the greatest movies ever. It's hilarious. It's wonderful. And
not only is it
great, but he is great in it. He is actually one of the defining factors of that movie.
It's so good.
He did it so good.
It's amazing how much I love the other one more.
Oh yeah, I'm going to even talk about that one too. The Seven Psychopaths.
I love him in
that
one more.
And that movie is just great. I don't know if I love that movie more. I kind of think I lean to the In Bruges side of things. But Seven Psychopaths is really fantastic. But both of those movies are definitely, you know, they lumped into the how could I like those films because they come from Colin Farrell.
How did I forget this person? I'm a bad person.
Yeah, you are.
I love her now so much.
You?
That's so bad. Alright. So guys, I don't like I didn't like Jamie Foxx. I was supposed to like him because I was black and he was in comedies, but
yep.
I didn't. I liked some of his stand-up for a while, but then he stopped that and went into acting. He came in Collateral Damage. He was terrible.
He did a music video.
What's his name? The blind guy that Ray.
Ray.
People are like, Damien, it is true. Guys, this movie's boring and shit. And on it went.
Until just recently, right?
There is a guy. In fact, it is funny. Last year and this year, he put out two hot bangers.
Oh, wait, what's the one last year?
Last year was Quentin.
The Django. Oh, I forgot about
and
it.
And this year. Is the White House
yep.
best director of... Oh, sorry, I'm shooting at the table. The best director of all time.
Get your hands off my Jordans.
Roland Emmerich.
I was rewatching that movie this week.
Oh, yes.
He's the best.
That movie is so good.
It's so dumb.
Is it so sad that I found people in this world who think Olympus Has Fallen is better than that movie?
Yeah, they're bad people. We'll meet all of them in hell. But yeah. No, I like Jamie Foxx a lot.
You didn't like him when he was doing music? And
dog, no. What was that shitty song he did?
I don't remember.
What is the name of that god-awful song?
If you Blame say it on the...
He did it with...
Oh, I want to Channing your Tatum.
No,
that was a joke.
When he was actually serious in doing
a music album.
Twista and Kanye West? That one?
Yeah.
I want to take your clothes off. No, that's not what it said. It's
Some about Marvin Gaye. A little reason.
Loser Ventress.
Yeah.
Shit, I don't even want to remember the name at this point.
Oh, it's so bad.
You have that in your memory. Moving on.
We had a bad time in history.
So we've already mentioned this actor so far today. And I kind of wanted to contextualize my list in how I viewed the person at the time and what movie it was that made me go, holy shit, I love this movie regardless of how much I hate them right now. Even if 10 years later, I have grown to love them in a certain way. Nicolas Cage.
What?
Is an actor.
You like Nicolas Cage. Stop it. Just stop it. He was in Face Off.
Yeah, I can never put him on this list because even though I hate him, I used to love him.
Yeah. It's not a reverse thing.
But Nicolas Cage ran out of clout for me. Like, Con Air and Face Off was amazing. But after all of that, he went through a lead of movies which followed with the list of Wicker Man, Ghost Rider, Next, National Treasure.
Fuck you,
Bangkok
National Treasure is fantastic.
Yeah.
I love those movies,
and
both of them.
And G-Force. And what was
G-Force.
Oh my and God. What was the movie that he followed all of these with? It was Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, New Orleans.
Which is also horrible.
Which is the beginning of my current understanding of Nicolas Cage, of being the craziest actor in the world. And running with that shit as far as he can, and I love him for doing that.
Yeah, but you never hated him, right? Did you? Was there a point where you go, you know what, I'll never watch
Next.
Look,
you realize Nicolas Cage was in The Rock, right?
Right. He was in The Rock, he was in Face Off,
Next.
And he was in Con Air.
Next and Ghost Rider were back to back.
Listen to me, Brian. No matter how bad those movies were. Right?
Bangkok
the 90s. That is your fault for watching. The 90s seminal movies. Right? Face Off has to be one of them. The Rock has to be one of them. You guys will argue with me over Con Air.
Yeah,
and
I'm
that
not
is
a
fine.
Big Con Air.
I love Con Air.
Yeah.
Put the bunny back in the box. What? I'll never hate Nick Cage. Even when I watch him and every fiber of my being wants to punch the screen and him through it. Then I'll remember. Oh wait, he took his face.
Little things, in the
yeah for 2 seconds.
Yeah, for two seconds.
Anyways, Douglas.
Oh, back to me now. Okay, so let's get a little bit more hate on, shall we? And
Cornel.
All right. So since Damien has actually taken away my Hugh Jackman, play. I must call an audible. An audible must be called. And I think I'm going to go with somebody who... You know what? I love him. But...
You used to hate him.
I used to hate him.
Mm-hmm.
And while he has one standout movie that really does... what's the word? Redeem himself. Right? And this is an older movie that I wanted to watch at the time, never got to watch, but I watched it a little bit later on in life. So, you know, he got redemption later on. And I'm not even going to speak to that movie, though it should be on this list. But the man I'm going to talk about is Mr. I can't remember some of the ridiculous lines of his songs, but Mr. Marky Mark Wahlberg. And because he's horrible. But
all right, listen to me.
For him, I have watched things like The Departed, where
he wasn't that good, but the movie was
great.
We're not talking about The Departed.
I have also watched The Other Guys, which was fantastic. And he is also...
Record skip.
Wait, hold on. Let's take one moment.
Stop.
I want to hear you. Do you really think he's not good in The Departed?
Stop. We're not going to add
he's
to
not,
The Departed.
He's not exceptional.
We know he's wrong.
The
We're moving on.
He's not exceptional.
We're moving on.
Departed.
What is the last movie you're going to point to?
You know I love this movie, so I don't know why.
So just
I don't know why.
Just say it for me, please. And then look me in the eye and tell me that you still hate this man. Say it. No. Sure. Right? Just say it, Douglas.
Say what?
By the correct name.
It's a contraband.
Oh, that movie's terrible.
He is the Trace Buster. Thank you.
Now look in the face.
No, you have to
tell
understand.
Me that the man what gave you Trace Buster. You don't like him.
I don't in most of his movies. Think about
he
it.
He was
right?
in The Happening,
which was horrendous.
I hate 99% of his movies. However,
and that's the thing. He is one of those guys where I know I'm going to hit him.
Back in the 90s, he gave me Trace Buster and all was forgiven.
But you have to remember, Trace Buster Buster is not the 90s for me.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that
late.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
sorry.
So, I didn't have that.
He's on my list.
Palette.
Never mind.
On my all right.
So, movies like... I don't even know if I said this already. Oh, I said The Departed. I said The Other Guys. Yeah. So those movies which I've watched, I have... I loved them in The Other Guys. I think he can definitely do that kind of thing well.
Ted.
Oh, I even forgot about that. I love that movie.
I know you do.
Flash
oh, my
Gordon.
God.
Flash Gordon.
Mark Wahlberg is his best when he's being funny.
I think even better. I don't think he's his best when he's being funny, because I think he can not work as a funny person. I think he's his best when he's essentially being what... This is a mean thing to say. But what I view him as, which is somebody with, like, no character. He's, like, not just a straight man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, it's not necessarily a straight man. But he's just... It's like a man-child. In all of these movies that I love...
For them to bounce comedy off.
Exactly. Yeah. And that works for him. Because he's so lifeless in all of his movies. He is.
Do you think him of as lifeless in Pain and Gain?
No, because, again, he's playing... And while I don't like that movie, I think it definitely has like moments where it could be wonderful, right? And that's because he's playing again that same character where he is incredibly stupid, and it just works because now I can
funny.
No, but it's one kind of character is what I'm saying. He couldn't play another person in a funny movie. He has to play the stupid guy, right? And all of those movies that I've named, he's a stupid guy in that movie. Except for The Departed, where
so,
he really wasn't
sorry,
that great
not
anyway.
To,
he was
not,
okay.
Not to take
but
us down on deep rabbit hole.
Yeah.
I'm just going to ask one question.
Mm-hmm.
See, if, like, my logic ties, ties at all with you.
I'm sorry, you just used the word logic.
So therefore...
We established earlier you have none of that.
So therefore, when we talk about Sacha Baron Cohen's career, is he not being funny via stupidity?
Sometimes, or most of the times, I will grant you. But he has also done other things where it's not that.
No, and that's why I said he is best, right?
No. But you see, he is best implies he was good elsewhere. He isn't.
No,
I've
no, it doesn't.
No,
the thing
yes.
with the what Douglas is trying to say is, all right. So you use Sacha Baron Cohen. He did Ali G and whatever, right? But then when he turned up in Hugo and Talladega Nights, right? He wasn't playing...
As well as even Steven Spielberg's movie, even on that musical, Sweeney Todd.
Didn't watch it.
But he was great in it.
Musical.
I know.
When you see him in that, you go... You can recognize him as, you know, Ali G and all the other characters. But then you see him... You see kind of a range, right? You can see... Yeah, he can play this specific character. But he can play a range of wacky kind of characters, right? They're all stupid, dumb characters that say dumb things, right? But it's not the same. Like, the Talladega Nights guy, he wasn't an idiot. He just said some of the worst things imaginable.
Like Mark Wahlberg and Ted?
Right. But... How they use
no, but
Mark
Wahlberg in Ted
time.
Again is an undeveloped child.
Yeah,
that's
right.
What he is in Ted.
Right. So Mark Wahlberg is just, if you look at all the characters that we like from him, it is the guy that he thinks he's a man, right?
Mm-hmm.
He thinks he's a grown man,
yeah,
doing grown man things. But only he thinks that. Everybody else is in on the joke that,
yeah,
there is the big hitties that thinks he's a grown ass man. Doing all this, and we watch it and go, alright, you are an idiot. It's the same thing with the other guys. You think, oh, he's going to be a peacock hard flyer. Yeah. He's an idiot, isn't he? And he's a moron. And in all his movies, even with Ted, you can see that, as Douglas says, he's a mancha. And it is a specific type of person. But whenever he does it, he nails it.
Yeah.
There's a movie I should...
Except The Departed, of course, he was playing a dramatic actor. And in all fairness, I haven't watched that movie enough to parse out whether or not, because when that movie came out, initially I was I hated on the movie because it wasn't Infernal Affairs, and people okay. are like, this is better than that movie it
well,
is clearly based
I don't know if
off.
It is better or not, but it's a great movie. No, and the thing about that movie is that he has a lot of crutches to stand on, right? You've got people like Leonardo DiCaprio, who was great in that movie. You have Matt Damon, who fucking stole that
and
movie.
And one of the best directors of all
time. Exactly, right?
To mask any flaws he could possibly have.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen it enough to go. I don't think he did a great job. And I love that movie.
The thing is, I'm not saying that he's not... I'm not saying that he's bad in that movie. Right? I agree. My original exuberance was probably a bit too much. But he's definitely only average in that movie. You know, he says fuck a lot.
I know, and he hasn't seen it. Have you seen Two Guns yet?
No.
Okay.
I want to.
I don't.
But he seems like a man-child in that as well. He seems like he's supposed to be a police officer.
So where do we?
But he's kind of dumb.
Where do we drop Three Kings into this?
Ooh, that's a good movie.
I haven't seen Three Kings in a billion years.
I haven't seen it in a while too, actually.
How about I Heart Huckabees?
Actually, don't
part of it
movie.
Is...
I know you don't. I'm talking about him.
What
not even going to talk about him.
What's the rapper that is in Three Kings?
Ice Cube,
yeah.
He's in that movie, and every time I see the poster, I go, oh, he's in that. So that's his
note. I know, I don't even want to bring up the fighter, because I know you guys don't like him in that movie.
He's horrible in that movie.
I love that movie.
No,
but
I'm talking about him.
He worked out a lot.
Exactly. In all of his movies, he's just lifeless. He's a block of Play-Doh.
And I like him best when he plays that character.
Yeah.
That is the thing. When I think Mark Wahlberg, that's the thing.
I'm not going to go any further.
No, you probably have a good point. And
I'm not saying
love,
there aren't bad movies either,
and
because
I
there
love,
are a lot
no,
of
let's
them.
Not go into you.
And there are movies like Contraband.
You
and,
brought me to the worst one. Max Payne, I think, is worse than The Happening. But, and, like, you guys didn't see The Big Hit. At the right time, like you guys still love it now. Just imagine a teenage version of yourself watching this majesty on screen. This is,
and I mean, I haven't even brought up Boogie Nights, but he is kind of.
But again, thank you, and that's another movie
but
that I really should say. But again, in that he's a man child.
All right, so you hate Mark Wahlberg.
I do not like Mark Wahlberg,
but do you like him now?
I like him in
you hate him
specific.
Less.
Yeah, in specific, if I look at a trailer and I say to myself, this looks like man-child comedy material, I'm down. But otherwise...
Serious Wahlberg
is not my thing.
Serious Wahlberg has thrown up a lot of clowns.
Yeah, he has.
I have a tendency to categorize them when I see them come out.
Mm-hmm.
To be like, this is a Mark Wahlberg movie, this is a Marky Mark movie.
And I like Marky Mark. That's what I want.
No, I think Marky Mark are the shitty movies.
Oh,
the ones
which
are horrendous. Mark
no,
Wahlberg
no. I would
are
think
the ones
Marky
I want
Mark
to
would
watch
be
the funny
no,
one.
No, but
because,
he's using Marky Mark as a thing that no one should ever.
Okay.
So he's shoveling
all right.
Terrible things.
Fair enough. I get your logic. And I agree.
Whose turn is it?
It's your turn.
Oh, alright.
I think we spent like 20 minutes on our Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, we did.
Everybody looking forward to Transformers 4 with Mark Wahlberg.
What? Is that like a real thing that is happening?
Wait, what? With what?
Mark Wahlberg. He's going to be the lead in the next Transformers.
That sounds like a
the lead?
Because
no more Beefman?
Beefman got out of contract. He's done with his contract.
Yeah.
Run gone.
Yeah.
Wow.
To that
but
money.
He doesn't have anything else.
To that money.
He's
in, but that doesn't
he's going
count.
To be in terrible movies for eternity is what he's going to be in.
He'll be fine.
It's the next $1 trillion.
It's the next 2-3 years that we'll decide whether he's someone we'll ever watch again.
That's true. And I remember when I thought I made that decision with Disturbia, I was like, that movie's pretty decent.
No, it wasn't.
It was...
Like,
anyways, that's not good.
Right.
So my joke pick was going to be Zac Efron, but because 17 again.
That was a good movie.
Yeah,
but
I still hate him.
Yeah, of course.
And
but that's what
my,
this is all
no,
about.
But my hatred outweighs how much I like the movie. Yeah, I'd be willing to say that movie's terrible to take him off.
Dude, as far as I'm concerned, that sounds like material for number one.
No. I have number one here, and she's locked.
Ooh,
she's
wow.
clamped down.
Wow, okay.
Right,
go ahead, sir.
Right. Guys... I'm supposed to like Forest Whitaker, right?
Yeah, Forest Whitaker is awesome. I love Forest Whitaker.
Wow, Andrew's giving me like bad faces.
I know I'm supposed.
He has a lot of bad movies.
Oh, he does. I agree, but he's I know pretty I'm good in most of
when he's called up to be good.
I know I'm supposed to like Forest Whitaker, and for years, and probably right now, still don't like him. He's in a lot of movies I do not want to watch, and frankly, don't watch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, see him, God damn it, he's in this movie. This change when James McAvoy came in a movie with him. I went into this movie, didn't know James McAvoy.
You know,
I've
never watched
this movie.
I've never watched this movie
didn't
before.
All I saw was, this looks kind of interesting, but there's this guy that I don't know, and there's this guy that I hate, but people say it is terrific. And then I watched Last King of Scotland,
mm-hmm.
and lost my goddamn mind. I went, holy, oh, no, honestly, apparently, it wasn't a joke. He's really, really good. He just makes terrible, terrible decisions.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does.
But Last King of Scotland is the movie I went, should I still hate? It is what called into question my... Because my hatred was absolute. I almost didn't watch the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It was until people were like, no, guys, like, this movie is unbelievable. I went, all right, fine. And I went in there cynical and wanting to hate the movie and came back out and went, you guys
know. No, I don't know if you've seen this movie. I know you have, Andrew. And I think I may like it a bit more than I
Blood
should
sport?
Because of... No, because of... But, Damien, what are your thoughts on... Or have you even seen Good Morning Vietnam?
I don't think so.
You
okay.
haven't seen Good Morning Vietnam?
I don't...
I think you and I have seen it for
movie.
Different reasons. I love that movie. I think I may love it for
back
two big
Robin
reasons.
Williams
One, Robin Williams is a star, and I have a bias for Robin Williams. I love it. 90s
Robin Williams
right?
is...
And also, that's a movie that you and I had to watch really young because our dad loves that movie. And he kind of, you know...
He loves Robin Williams.
Exactly. He sat us down and he was like, sons,
yeah.
this is the type of movie you need to be watching. It is great.
And
we watched it and we loved it.
And he went, dad, you are incorrect.
No, I love
these
that
movie.
Movies but, yeah, watch that and tell me what you think. Because that is, again, another Forest Whitaker movie. He is the a co-star.
So... I mean, he's in so much garbage.
And
is it weird that one of the movies that pop out in my mind of Forest Whitaker where I'm not going to say I noticed him because I think this was a later effect, but I kind of like him in as a really small role,
mm-hmm.
is The Color of Money.
Oh yeah,
he has one scene.
He got conned, right?
Yeah, where
yeah,
he's the con
yeah.
man, conning Paul Newman. I really like The Color of Money. Like I found that people don't like that movie. I don't know why.
So he was in Phenomenon. In 1996.
Something like a phenomenon.
Not, if only. I remember watching that and went, this might be the worst movie I've ever seen.
I don't
John
think I've
Travolta
seen the whole of that movie.
Oh, really?
This movie's hot, steaming garbage.
I remember.
And then I saw him in Ghost Dog, The Way of the Samurai.
Oh, well,
I've never
that's
seen
Jarmusch,
that.
Though. So just
Jarmusch
take
is
that
special.
With
and
a grain of salt.
And went, wait, am I high or is this movie high? Because something is very
yeah,
wrong
that movie's
here.
High. Jarmusch is a crazy person.
He was in Light It Up.
I don't know that one.
Don't. Panic Room Phone Booth.
Oh, I like
yeah.
Panic Room.
Panic Room.
You
then,
like Phone Booth.
I hate Phone Booth.
I thought you liked Phone Booth.
Phone Booth is disgusting. What I did like about Phone Booth
was 24 Men?
No. Well, that's why I watched Phone Booth. I loved Phone Booth because when I saw it for the first and only time, I saw
drunk.
It with somebody else,
mm-hmm.
and we were able to riff off each other and make fun of the movie the whole way through. So that's why I love that movie. I love the experience I had. That movie is horse shit.
I'm like, why do people like? And then I saw Last King.
And then he was in The Last Stand.
Yes, he was in
a great movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Let's never say that again.
But anyways,
The Rock should have
on.
Been in that movie. He should have. My mother was right.
Can you imagine if The Rock was in that? It was so much better.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
It's I hear it's great. I'll probably
watch
it at some point.
No.
No?
Don't say great.
It's fun.
Fun?
It's fun.
Right,
it's
cool.
fun.
It's not fun enough to be great.
So, moving on to an actor who... I'm going to paint a picture as to a certain point in time in his career as to why I didn't like him. Right? He had done a series of 3 movies.
Good boy.
And I want to ask you guys... What is easy you thought about these movies at the time? I don't know if you guys have revisited any of them. These 3 movies were Romeo plus Juliet, Titanic, and Man in the Iron Mask.
Okay. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Did you guys like Leonardo DiCaprio at this point in time?
He has made the biggest movie turnaround for me ever.
The problem with that was he was teen heartthrob, so he was hated automatically.
Yeah.
He did Romeo and Juliet, so he was hated automatically. He did Titanic, and so on that run I went, he's like the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Problem is, I saw What's Eating Gilbert
Grape. Yeah, you see, I didn't watch that till recently.
And when
I still haven't seen that movie.
Holy really? Fucking oh, shit.
Andrew, that just shows you how great of an actor this guy is. And when he was tall.
When
I was like 5 years old, like, it was,
that,
oh my god.
Like, even as a child, because I didn't even watch that movie as an adult where I could, you know, formulate why it is that I think I shouldn't. I saw that movie at the pinnacle of, you know, teenage hatred. Everything sucks. And I saw that movie and went, there's no way that person in this movie is in these movies.
So you remember,
and then he made The Beach, I think. And
yeah,
I went,
yeah. Well, The Beach.
And then he just went. We're done.
And that's where I am. That's where I am.
That's where he stopped.
And Man in the Iron Mask. Man in the Iron Mask was pretty good. And then he just went, let us go. And
hated Man in the Iron Mask. The movie that made me love him, begin the love, was Gangs of New York.
Really? Not Catch Me If You Can?
Gangs of New York was before.
I think Gangs of New York was before.
No, it wasn't.
Pretty sure.
You sure?
Pretty sure. Because I remember watching that before Catch Me If You Can. The reason I remember is because when I saw Gangs of New York, I went, this isn't as great as people keep telling me it is. And then Catch Me If You Can came out and I went, this is... Sure,
actually, Gangs of New York is a movie which has diminished for me as time has gone by. But the first time I saw that movie,
you and everybody else,
fantastic.
Guys got caught up in the hype
of what? Sorry, which movie are you talking about?
Gangs of New York.
Oh, Gangs of New York. I never did that movie that much.
Absolutely terrific. And it wasn't until after years later I realized that.
You know what?
Catch Me If You Can.
You're absolutely right. But apparently, they came out in the same year.
No.
Catch Me If You Can
was a Christmas
was
movie.
Yeah, it was.
Catch Me If You Can was based off this book from some guy. And I remember much, much later that Andre Lynch actually gave me the audio version of that book years before. And it wasn't until late, like even after watching the movie, it was years after that I finally pieced the two of them together. Holy shit, yeah. I think I found the tape somewhere. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was based off a book.
Yeah.
So I'd heard it was the first movie that I could say gives a shit what the book is like. It's made the movie good. Who give two shits?
Oh, my turn. Okay, so we're going now up the hatred scale. Again, we're adding another notch to the scale. And let's talk about this guy. And we've actually kind of brushed on him recently. We've spoken about kind of both of these movies, I think, today. That I'm going to talk about. No,
in Species.
No, Channing Tatum.
Channing
I hate that guy. Or at least I used to.
Yeah.
Right? I used to hate this guy so much because that's probably of the type of movie that he was in, right?
He was in the dance movies.
Yeah, he was, you know, dance movies.
Step Up. He was Step Up.
Then he went into these horrible sort of romance movies where...
Didn't you like The Notebook or whatever?
That wasn't
That's
notebook.
Not him. That's Ryan Gosling.
Or Forget Me.
Yeah, there's
Girl
there's one about,
Standing
like,
in Rain Crying
Joe
Movie.
Or something like,
number
anyway.
19.
And he was just this guy with abs that ladies could look at and be like, I want you to be the focus of all of my romance movies. And I was just not into that. And it doesn't help that I don't, even to this day right now, I don't think he can act very well.
Holy
right?
shit. Thank you for saying that. Thank you very much. I actually blocked out all of the female actresses. That is literally all I watch them for.
Yep.
And you reminded me of the one as I hate the most.
Okay, well, add that
and
to your list, and I'll continue talking.
Thank you very much.
But recently, he has forced me to watch some of his movies, and I really do thank him for it, because he has been in some great movies where, again, he can use that essence. So this is actually a similar to Mark Wahlberg sort of wonderfulness. He can use this essence of, I can't really act, but guess what? I'm physical. I can do this sort of comedy, and
because I don't act very well, I can kind of get played off of, you know, with feeling like I'm just kind of this stupid guy. Or guess what? I'm big enough to play an action role. And those are the two movies that I think I love most from him. One being 21 Jump Street, which is so good. Right?
Fuck science.
Oh my goodness. And I cannot wait for 22 Jump Street. It's going to be, hopefully, fantastic. And then the second one is yet another movie that Damien used for Jamie Foxx. It is Roland Emmerich and White House Down.
No Love for
and
Magic
that
Mike.
Movie. No, no Love for Magic Mike. I love Matthew McConaughey in Magic Mike, and I love just some of the ridiculous dance sequences in Magic Mike. If Magic Mike was just that would have been a fun movie, or
but
rather
so
a fun,
fun in that
YouTube
movie,
clip.
But he is so good in that movie. Can you
no,
at least give me that?
He's so good when he's dancing and when he's not pretending to act. Again, because you see, there are in between parts between where he's being ridiculous, where he's not being ridiculous, and he's trying to be a person. I don't want him to be a person. I want him to be ridiculous. Whether it
you
is
want him to
ridiculous,
be abs
funny,
for you,
or
so
exactly,
you can stare at the abs.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And be
damn
like,
right.
That's my fantasy.
Yes, and that is why he works so well in these movies. And I just love them. I love them. Damien, I think you're next.
I've made terrible decisions. Andrew just vetoed some shitty movie that I thought of. And that's fine. Hey guys, I don't like Owen Wilson. I still don't like Owen
Seriously?
Wilson.
Seriously?
And I'll never like Owen Wilson.
I like Owen Wilson.
I'll never, ever, ever.
Never a few Owen
He's
Wilson's movies that
straight
I
up garbage. I don't care what anybody
Wes Anderson, yeah.
Those don't count.
But generally,
Wes
he's
movies.
In very small roles in Wes Anderson movies.
Right.
Other than
yeah.
the first one, which
Wedding
is
Crashers.
Bottle Rocket.
Nope.
Is my least
you don't
favorite.
Like Wedding Crashers?
I do not.
Oh, that's such a good movie. Such a good movie.
I know you guys think that. Still don't like it.
I don't know. I just like his. I guess the best word is swagger. Just the way he.
So what is the movie you love?
He's kind of like a Hugh
from Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
Thing there for me. What's his name? Hugh
Midnight in Paris.
Yes,
I love that movie. Oh
that
my
is
goodness.
The problem.
That movie
was
awesome.
Amazing.
That is
Woody,
the problem.
And a Woody Allen movie, nonetheless.
I know.
That again is the problem.
Those
all
are
the
so
ducks lined up for this movie to be terrible. Like Woody Allen, another shitty movie that he plays in Paris. And this dude that I hate, and like, let's go garbage, and then all of that combined.
Is it weird that someone I found a YouTube video of
very
like
annoyed.
Very old Woody Allen stand up when he was doing stand up.
He used to do stand up.
He used to do stand up. And he was doing a joke about what if he met Hemingway, right? And he was doing this whole story. And when you listen to that, you're like, shit, he wrote that Hemingway scenes. For Midnight in Paris, all the way back in when he was in stand-up
yeah.
in like the 70s or 60s.
Yeah. And what's interesting about that movie is that it's clear that Owen Wilson is really just playing Woody Allen.
Yeah.
Like, this is one of his movies that he would have started
he's been doing
for some
that,
reason.
He's been doing that since he couldn't be the star anymore. Every
yeah.
movie that he's directed, it's been Woody Allen
well,
supposed to be in the lead.
How about Vicky Cristina Barcelona, though? I don't see him in that movie.
Scarlett Johansson, that should be him. I'm serious.
Really?
If you watch it.
Alright.
And I have to say, I think Owen Wilson is the best as a Woody Allen surrogate.
Hence my hatred.
Moving on.
I really don't like that movie, though.
Really so you want to know an actor who I really don't like? It is Christian Slater. And probably
well,
for the
best
of reasons. Right? However,
but there's no good movies.
I mean,
he does
exactly,
have good movies.
No good movies does he have?
I'm going to name three movies.
Wow! Wow!
That he is in right.
Oof, okay.
Number one, Heathers.
Well,
nope.
I've never watched that movie.
Nope.
But I know people like it,
right,
so
listen,
I'll give it
to
you.
To me carefully. Even as a child, especially now as an adult, it is.
Yeah.
Douglas, like you like weird things.
Yes, I do.
And Heathers, it is a pretender. It is not real weird. It comes at you like, we're going to be strange. And then you watch it and you go, this is just dumb, is what this is. This is stupid.
Okay.
And I've seen that movie enough times because, of course, I have sisters.
Who like Heathers.
Who like garbage.
Alright, so let's
mm-hmm.
hear
number
let's hear
two.
Say a list.
Pump up the volume.
I heard you talked
wait,
in this
wait,
movie.
Wait.
Oh my goodness.
Is that like a serious pick?
It is. I'm being serious. I like this movie a lot.
No, but you liking a movie doesn't make it good. You understand that, right? Like, there's a distinction.
I thought the list was movies we love that we hate the person in it.
Alright, fine. I'm
really hoping that you can come with one that I can relate to in this list.
Number three, please,
let's do it.
Is the Oliver Stone movie True Romance?
Oh, fuck you.
You guys know I love that movie.
Movie's so bad. No. Just because, you know why I love that movie? Because Tarantino is related to it. That's why. I honestly don't think that you like it because he wrote it. I think you like it because you know he wrote it.
That's a fair point.
I will allow you to have that theory because I don't believe I can disprove it from your mind.
No, you can't.
So I will move on in my life as well as you should yours.
Okay.
You're number two, Douglas.
All right. My number two. And I asked both of you to pontificate upon my choice for number
they're
one.
They're not brothers.
I don't think they're brothers. One's American and one's British, so I didn't think so.
But the actor that
they
has
could
hurt
be
you the most.
Somehow related, but I doubt that as well.
I just assume because they both hurt.
I know, right? They both hurt, but one hurts much less than the other. And he also has a British accent. And unfortunately, for you folks who, you know, tried to guess, I think that you guessed well, just not well enough.
Mm-hmm.
Hurt, definitely. High up on my list, but not number one. And we'll get to number one soon. But he is number two, and he will hurt you whenever
uh-huh.
you see him in a
uh-huh.
movie.
Oh, my God. Nope.
This podcast is over.
So hold on. Since you can't mention the movie I know you want to talk about, what's the movie you love that he stars in?
All right, now... I'm going to mention the movie that I think you are talking about.
You love to riff on this movie all the well.
I love this movie to death. And I know a lot of people hate this movie. So again, I'm going to pull the card of this is movies that we love, not movies that are good. Even though I think this is a really good movie. And I have to move a little bit away from Damien first before I say this. Try and get out of his,
you need to check his
arms reach. I think his arms are stubbier than mine, so I'm good.
You think he'll use the tablet?
He could, that's true. I really like The Village. That was directed by
Douglas,
M. Night Shyamalan. I really like that movie. And
have you watched that movie since
you
saw it when it came out?
No, I have not. I have not watched it since it came out, but I really, really like it. And as much as some people would have said that it was obvious, the twist at the end, which is what Shyamalan loves to do, to me was not. I was like, you just blew my mind. You know? But also another movie that, you know, is just fantastic is Dark City. That movie is...
Could you just leave
wasn't
with that?
Wasn't that Kiefer Sutherland?
Kiefer Sutherland is also in that
wasn't
movie.
Wasn't he the star?
Kiefer Sutherland is a star. But apparently William Hurt is in that movie. No, he's a detective guy, so he shows up, you know, all over the place. But that I think will, you know, be the movie that we all think of because that's the one that you two can kind of wrap your heads around. But I enjoy The Village a lot.
That
movie was just great.
No, you don't.
But William Hurt can do nothing but play William Hurt. Mm-hmm. And he needs other things around him to make him better. Less bad. I don't know. That is my number two.
Alright. So it is on to the coup de grace. Alright.
Coup de grace.
De grace.
Hi. De grace. Hi.
I'm going to stop talking to you. You both have one guess. Who is the person I hate the most?
So Will Smith.
This is a girl. just stop it. Behave yourself.
Katherine Heigl.
Moving right along. That's not even close. I still hate her and she's never been in anything.
Jennifer Aniston.
Stop that.
The girl that you hate the most.
Mm-hmm.
On a subconscious level, you don't know that you hate her. But you do.
Uh-huh.
You really hate. What's her name?
Mm-hmm.
Thor's
Kat Dennings.
Yes.
That is incorrect. And she's never been in anything good. So there's no movies that I love that she's in. The one that is...
She was in Nick and Nora.
Let's stop talking. the movie, the person that I hate the most, is Kirsten Dunst.
Oh wow.
She's never been anything good.
Oh, I know where he's going with this now.
Ever, ever, ever.
Except.
Except.
Except. Two except. Movies, actually.
Except.
Except when. Except when.
Except when Damien, Lars.
Damien's yep. favorite director who abuses actresses except and gives Lars the best performance in the world.
Took a big stick. Said, bitch. No more joking around. You're going to act or you're going to die on this set. And she acted her ass off. Like, she's... What is she good in? Can somebody explain it to me? She's not good in anything.
I don't know if she's good in anything, but she's Virgin in a Suicides. Lot of good movies. I love Virgin Suicides.
Marie Antoinette.
Please.
Well, bitch, that one's please. Okay. That one's alright.
Please.
I don't think I'd put it in the great
group. No more Soko movies I can mention.
I know, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, funny enough, the two movies you mentioned. Soko movies. She's terrible in all those Spider-Man movies.
What else is she good at? Nothing. It's terrible. Just awful. In everything. And then all of that was rectified.
With that Cobra?
With one. Oh, God. Why did I do this podcast?
Because we're all dumb.
Yeah, sweet. we're all dumb. Yeah, but Melancholy. And, like, them. That movie is so good that I don't think her offering a negative light anymore. And it's just one movie. Like, I've hated her for years. In fact, when I saw her in Melancholy, I remember saying, this is probably going to be terrible because she's terrible in everything. And I was wrong. And I keep it in the table.
Yes, you do. So since Mark Wahlberg was taken,
Liam Neeson? I thought you didn't hate Mark Wahlberg. I thought, based on your argument a while ago, which was pretty lengthy,
I have a very good scenario of when I hated Mark Wahlberg. I have it written down here, leading off with Planet of the Apes, to The Perfect Storm, to The Truth About Charlie, Mark Wahlberg is the worst thing that ever existed, and then I saw all the rest of stuff. But since Mark Wahlberg is taken, I will move on to another actor. Someone who I've never really liked that much. And even though... And part of me feels almost that when I was seeing these movies, I wasn't old enough to process it as anything other than being... as to move past how silly they were and how dumb they were.
Oh, Pauly Shore.
Sorry.
Didn't we have this discussion last week about when you mention that name, what happens? Right? There's a signal that goes off and he awakens.
And he must find me.
Let's just leave Pauly Shore. Tempt him.
I'm going to talk about Ben Stiller.
No.
Because like there was a time in my life where I just didn't get Ben Stiller. I didn't get why people loved him. Right? Mm. And even more so of the films he directed.
He hasn't been in anything for a good long while. What happened to him and Clive Owen? What did God's name has
Owen Wilson.
No, Clive Owen. I'm asking what has happened to him.
Separate. You're not talking about togetherness. Yes.
I haven't seen him in anything.
Clive Owen had movies, they're just shitty. And Ben Stiller has a movie coming out this Christmas.
Well, yeah, he did do that terrible movie last year. Greenberg.
Yeah, that was a few years back. But anyways, the movie that really turned my perspective of him was Tropic Thunder.
Didn't watch
Zoolander. Of who?
Ben Stiller.
Oh, wait. Slow down.
He doesn't like Ben Stiller.
We're talking about Ben Stiller?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so...
He thought Affleck.
Funny thing. For some reason, and especially because you said about the movies that he has directed. And I was wondering why you were talking about Zoolander. I heard Ben Affleck, as you said.
Over and over.
And can I tell you, I'm here trying to math out. What movie did he star in? I don't think Good Will Hunting counts. So other than that, what movie did he star in that could have been good? I'm not sure. I mean, well, I guess... All right, no, technically he starred... Because I was also what I was doing I was getting rid of all of his movies that he directed, right? And I'm like, I don't know what movie it could be. But okay, Ben Stiller.
Right. Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller.
At the time, I didn't really understand Zoolander. I didn't, like, it just seemed really dumb to me.
I hate Zoolander.
I didn't quite like it.
I've seen it recently and it's fantastic.
I love that movie. Yeah. I get it. I get Ben Stiller now, but I just didn't. And it was, I was at the right age when Tropic Thunder came out for me to understand what he was going for with that movie. Mm-hmm. And it just threw me out. I love that movie. And now I can retroactively go through his stuff and be like, oh, you're kind of amazing.
Yep. All right. That was your number one.
That was my number one. Well, my number one was Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, okay.
Marky Mark. I have a number one.
Mm-hmm.
I've spoken about this guy on this show a bunch of times.
Mm-hmm.
Does he hurt?
No, he does not hurt. He hurt in number two. So, guys, there is a law, okay?
I knew that law
is called the Jude Law.
Figured as much.
And the Jude Law states that if Jude Law is in a movie, it will be bad. All right? And I think that as with every law, right, every rule, it is the exception that proves the rule.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I think that for this actor, it is just a testament to that rule that I went through his complete IMDb listed filmography.
Mm-hmm.
And I went through and I tried, Andrew. I tried hard to find a movie that I really liked from him, that he was the star in. Alright? And No. I told you already, that movie's alright, and also he's not the star. Right? I tried hard and I could not. I couldn't. There was one.
I know which movie it is.
And that one is Sherlock Holmes.
And I know it's not because of him, it's because of your Robert Downey Jr. love.
Sherlock Holmes! I think it could be. It could be because of Robert Downey. It could also be because my boy Snatch. What's his name again? Guy. No, not Guy. Jesus. Guy. Guy Ritchie. Directed both of them as well. But I think.
Didn't you see Road to Perdition?
I did. I saw it when it just came out. I didn't like it that much. I'm sure if I watch it now, I'll probably like it more. I don't know. I don't even really remember that much about the movie other than
he was the assassin.
I know he was the assassin trying to get Tom Hanks. That's the only thing I remember really. So Sherlock Holmes,
it was in Hugo,
and the thing about Sherlock Holmes is it's not even that great a movie.
Yeah. It was in the imagination of Dr. Parnassus.
Yeah, I know, but
this is all after Sherlock.
He was in My Blueberry Nights.
That movie is horrible. Horrible. Andrew made me watch that movie.
Sky Captain.
Oh my god, Sky Captain.
Let me see this.
It was in the worst movie of all time. AI.
AI. Artificial intelligence.
Existence.
I must say that
I remember Patrick going crazy for that movie and lending me the DVD and making me watch that when we were in high school.
I keep hearing good things about Dom Hemingway, which played at TIFF. And is, I think, yet to come out, at least generally.
Is he the star in that?
He is the star in that. So, I don't even hope. Maybe I will get proved wrong by a second good Jude Law movie. But, Damien,
mm-hmm.
Andrew,
mm-hmm.
I really don't like Jude Law.
It was in Contagion.
He was. I haven't watched that movie really.
I've watched
like the first 15 minutes. But if Contagion is anything like Side
enough.
Effects... I don't like that movie.
You've seen enough for Fantasia.
You know, Soderbergh. Side Effects is yet another Soderbergh film with Jude Law in it,
Soderbergh.
And it was not.
Joints.
It was horrible.
He's my top five director actor. Soderbergh and Jude Law.
Oh my goodness! So I think those are our number ones. We have finished.
Oh, Tyler Perry and Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry and Tyler Perry.
Anyways, on that note. I think we should just say goodnight. As usual, you can hear the podcast over at gmanreviews.com as well as through iTunes and Stitcher. Douglas, he's on Twitter. He's at DJ, I lost his name. Damien, you're Damien_White. And I am at gmanreviews. Thanks for listening. Good night.